Before we enter the building through the south porch, let us pause to look at the tower. The stonework and architecture clearly show the three phases of its construction. The base of the tower being the Norman section, and then an addition in 1450, and finally the third phase, including the battlements, that was added on the completion of the new church in 1875. Documents show that provision was made for a small spire to be added, and indeed the supports for this can be seen inside, but the work was never carried out. The wooden flagpole was replaced in 2007 after 132 years. In architecture, gargoyles are the carved terminations to spouts, which convey water away from the sides of buildings. Gargoyles are mostly eerie figures, and their grotesque form is said to ward off evil spirits and be used for protection. Neston Church has its share of such grotesque carvings. On entering the porch, we see that it is lit by two small stained glass windows, one of which was broken by vandals in 2006. This, on the west side, was repaired by local craftsmen to its original quality. Also on the west side of the porch is a stone bench, whilst on the east side there is a pine pew, removed from the rear of the main church during alterations in 2004. When a church was built in olden times, it served a widespread population, many of whom would travel a good distance on foot for the services. Therefore, they could take a well-earned rest in the porch before entering the church for what could be a long service.